Italian owner.
This is a very hard mission to speak about. Chachamim dissolve the Vereha. Watch what you say. I was going to say about a mission like this. Watch what you say. Shem with the Chachamim, why do you have to watch what you say? Shem with the Chachamim, because it's Golos. And we have to be Golos. And Tigul, the Mokam, and Mayim, and Roy. We'll have to go into Golos, a place where they have bad water. The Yishtu at Amidim. Talmidim will drink from the bad water, boiling up at different. And the Talmidim will go on. The Nimsu Shem Shemayim is Kala. Come out, that will be the fellowship. Shiny. What do you want? Chachamim is over the very head. I have to watch what you're saying. So the different Rishonim struggle with Pshat. And the Ben Yonah, this is from the real times, he doesn't present his own Pshat. Instead, he borrows one from the tradition. We'll see his Pshat. You can see from the Shonim to the Shonim how they struggle over here. There's a lot of problems. The point that seems to be brought across in the Mishnah is very extensively worded. And especially in Mishnah, it's going through this whole spiel and it's for a reason. But what's the problem? Maybe you're going to be hired goats. And you have to apply to the Mayan road. And the comedian will drink. And they will die. And you know what the problem is? The problem is that then it's going to be holy. We think that what she has to say, did she say something wrong? People get the wrong idea. That's good enough. And then the lie, and then punchline, school of Shemayim. Okay. So, after learning through the Rishonim, still don't know the Rishonim. Let's see the Rebbeinu brings. He says, "Rav Meir Halevi Zatzal, Kol Vezu Amishu Be Perusha Al Derech Nochem." Thanks for the Rav Meir Halevi. A good chat. This is a good chat. Let's see what he says. He's all with Ibrahim. Watch your words. Levar Ibrahim. That should be clear. You have to clarify what you mean. Kedei Shloit Anichu Mokom Leminus Dedeis. There should be no way of explaining your words in a way that it can be used for means, for our purposes. Shema techoy v'choy v'zgalos. So we would think you can stop here. So, divreichem, why? Because it can come to means. Shema techoy v'choy v'zgalos. Tegulam mokim v'mayim v'royim. What does that mean? Mokim meaning. The problem is, that maybe you're going to end up going to a place with a minim there. Shemarim plenum patarish loka halacha. A min doesn't have to have long hair and horns. A min could be a regular fellow. The only thing is that he didn't learn properly how to learn Torah, and he's marim plenum patarish loka halacha. He brings out, sometimes they call these rabbis. There are places they call such things rabbis. They pay them very nice salaries. They use the Torah to preach what was on their minds. They take the Torah and they bring out what the Torah never intended. Not what the Torah really means. You have to watch these guys because they'll be able to take things out of what you say, not what you meant. Well, you didn't say that at all. What does that mean? They're going to hear what you say, and they're not going to understand. They're going to go to these people, and they'll explain it to them. Be yourself, and Shazel is a Reichen. These nonsense that he's meaning explained in your words, that Talmidim afterwards will accept their explanations and assume that that's what you meant, so it's got to be okay. And this will cause that the Talmidim will die. And into Shem Shemayim is come. Came out with the whole package to fill Shem Shemayim. So that's it. That's the Shem Shemayim. So that's so cool.
You have to be, you're going to go into exile. It's not enough that your press reports get carried over the.
So nowadays, right.
All right.
Nowadays, it's true. In order to run into this problem, you don't have to go to the bullet. The assumption of what the Rishonim means, the Mishnah is trying to tell us, is that even if a person is going to, instead of being Bizor, Bizvora, Bizor, who you take with all meeting, make sure that you have people that you tell them and they understand. But just see how they understand things. The ones that don't understand. No, not, you can't guarantee that it's going to be different. But you know, we're nowadays, the little machine kids. These machines, so you never know where you're He knows. Must be that it is kosher. And in his trap, we still need to what are all the steps? And it brings that the problem will be that somebody misinterpret you. That in afterwards, you won't be able to understand you properly. But listen to these fellows who will tell you that you know what the rabbi said? He said there are apikosis. And the Talmidim won't be able to understand properly. And therefore, they will accept the apikosis now. And so it's not true, maybe it's apikosis. Must be true. And it will cause them to die. So, we understand a little bit. We understand that the problem is what the thing is. Shem goal is meaning that a person does not so, make sure that you have to tell me that. Make sure that you are capable of understanding things properly. So, the mission is telling you you can never know. Never knows where he's going to end up. Because right now, here and there, you never know where you're going to be tomorrow. But you will the Mokham Ramayana, exposes this, being one of the the That Talmud there in the third row is not understanding it. You won't be able to protect yourself by checking out the Talmud. Particularly the Makom HaMayim, right? You go to a place, in other words, the problem is understood in of itself. The problem is we're talking about, you're going to go to a place where there will people will purposely misconstrue what you're saying in order to be able to sell their words based on your speech. Almost every Afri course history, they always have Sukkah. Always brought my Moria Chazal to back that. Yeah. Not only that, the Torah says it.
Right. Doesn't that show it's impossible to be careful about that?
Right. Very good question. You're getting there. You're getting there. It's very good. Welcome to Moima, right? And what's going to be, let's just finish the chat, the mission, and then we'll get to that question. This is a major question. Particularly the Mokam Moima, right? Where there are people are going to purposely misconstrue what you say. And what's the problem? Them? No. The mission says that's not the problem. The problem is going to be the innocent proper Talmidim, that they themselves were on the right there. But they were not sufficiently grown as Talmidim to understand properly on their own. And these big Minim that made themselves like Talmidim, they'll come and say, oh, I'll help you out, I'll explain what the Rabbi said. He meant like this, he said like that. And the Talmidim, who are really in B'dah HaYosha, they'll learn this apikorsis that will come in unnoticed. And they'll die. Why are they going to die? The apikorsis will die. I mean, if apikorsis kills somebody, so why let the meeting die? So the answer is, and this is a simple, in science you have this in a lot of places, when you have any one side, any side of the forces that there are in the world in one place, there's no problem. The problem is when you have the two opposite things coming in the same place, then it spreads out. Something happens.
I mean, a Russian can last.
What?
A pure Russian has longevity. A pure Russia has longevity. Right.
A person who's a Russia, separate husband of him. There's no internal steer going on. These Talmidim were tzaddikim. They were people that were learning Torah. They were out to learn Torah. They were out to understand Dvar Hashem. And they incorporated within their understanding what Dvar Hashem is, the opposite of Dvar Hashem. They won't be able to function. You can function in the world of evil. If you can set up the world, you can function as a Rosh. And you can function as a Tzaddik. You can believe, you cannot believe. You can't believe that you don't believe. It doesn't work. If your belief contains within it those items which undermine the basis of belief, you can't survive. Either you can, whether it means physically they will die, or whether it means other Rishonim, it means that they will spiritually die, they won't be able to function. They're not Rishonim. So they can't function as Rishonim. They can't have the spiritual life of Rosh. But they're not tzaddikim anymore either, because they were shot in the arm with poison. That they didn't have antibodies against it. And that will be a Chilushim Hashem. Will be the Chilushim Hashem, right? When they'll see, when people will see those who appear, and not only on the surface, are really through and through, people are well intended. They're trying to say the right thing, trying to understand the Dvar Hashem. But the Talmidim will assume that this is what the Rebbe says. And then we'll go around saying, Divrei Mina says Divrei Tev. That's a relationship. Chilul HaKodesh is only when you have a Makom Kodesh and you bring it to them. Makom Tomei is not a Chilul HaKodesh, it's a Makom Tomei. The Mina themselves, they're Tomei. The problem, the most dangerous of all things, and this is why the mission brought us up to this completion, the most dangerous of all things is when you have the Ra within base management, within the Makor HaTorah. Ra exists as a world. Until Mashiach will come, Ra will exist. The most dangerous So Zala, many places, says the worst you have to watch out is you have to watch out for the tzvi. Watch out for the people that are not through and through. They put on a show as being a tzaddik, but inside. So usually that's in a negative sense, meaning that the person's either fooling others or fooling himself. But here we have a case with no evil intent. By accident, it happened. Mistake. There was a misunderstanding of an earlier person, could have been two generations. And now the Talmidim are expounding these ideas as this book says.
Can I just clarify one thing? They're experiencing like contradictory things at the same time. But this is in contradistinction to the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov having a battle in a normal human being. I mean, why is this different than? It's obviously not the same thing.
Yeah, because that, the Yetzer Hara, doesn't speak in the negative term.
Right.
But here we have their beliefs that this is what the Rebbe said.
Right.
And they're convinced that this is what he said.
Right.
So this is accepted just as much as all the other Torah they heard from the Rebbe. This is the Torah.
It's not trying to pull somebody away from pshat, break down pshat, like the Yetzer Hara is. It's a contradictory pshat, same Indian. So that's what the story is. It's impossible to contain such a...
Alright, so we have a start of understanding of the Mishnah, but there's a big question. We brought it up already, we'll bring it up a little clearer. We have the exact opposite idea of this Mishnah in Chazal. Pasuk, probably beginning of Bereishis, right? The Rabbi Shalom said to the Malachim, what about, what do you say, Nasa Odom et Talmid? I'll say, also, Pesach and Minus, Nasa, that man was made together with another force. Okay. So I'll answer, Yishon Rodach Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchu Boy, Dorach Hashem, Ayashor, Tzadikim, we'll go in, Yishon, we'll call Shalom. The very death of Yoshua Hashem itself, they'll trip over. We're not worried about that. The people who want to go straight, they'll understand their problem. The people who want to go, they want to be Rishayim. So, if they don't give them this excuse, they find a different excuse. Whatever you're going to do, it's not going to help. This is where they want to go. Famous story from the time of Lajna. He was going in the train and he met an old ex-Talmud of his who went off the derech and became a rabbi. He became a bikkuris. Became an bikkuris. So, met him on the train. Shiva says, you know why we don't have all these questions? He asked him all different questions. So he tells him, he says, you know, I don't have to answer your questions. Because you can't answer an answer. You can answer questions. If you had these questions before you decided to go off the derech, and they were questions, they deserved answers, then you would have asked them then, and you would have gotten answers. We have answers. First, you left the derech. Because we know the story, right? Usually comes with a dress or something, and that's the reason. Now I will do that. You need answers. Answers have questions. Those questions can't be answered. So who wouldn't answer? Who wouldn't do? What are the answers? So how do I answer to myself? How I'm living against what I know to be true? What do you mean I know to be true? Okay, I have questions. Maybe it's not true. A person who wants to go off, so it seems that Adrava, that's the understanding of the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah has to go to such length. The problem of being directly misunderstood by the person that you're teaching, you don't find that the answer. Otherwise, the Mishnah would have to go into this lengthy discussion that's going to come. You're speaking to the Talmud. If he's a good Talmud, he'll understand you right. If not, it's his problem. But the problem is going to be there are these evil people who will purposely misconstrue your ideas and dress up their ideas of happy courses in your words, and they'll misguide innocent people when you'll no longer be around to clarify. And this is teaching us that you have to watch out. Afal-Bikain, we still find a big steer to this. All of Chazal, especially in Agoda, is the exact opposite of what we're learning in this Mishnah. The Chazal, we'll see in the Gemara, when we go through some of the examples, Chazal is almost, I don't know what it is, purposely misleading. Very often I've heard this statement made, it can be shown. Take any issue that can be brought up, show me the two sides, and I'll bring you either a pasuk or a chazal for both sides. And some of them very strongly worded. A clear, solid coming down on one side. But then there's another chazal somewhere else that seems to go just as strongly and clearly down the other side. And many other such forms of quoting that Chazal wrote the Hashkafas Satori in a way that highly misleading, even purposely misleading. It seems to be the opposite of what it says in the Mishnah. So it seems as follows. This is a big issue. The in Toish Bitzah, for anything that is the B'di'evet equivalent thereof, so then the quality is based, the requirements is based on absolute conciseness. Say exactly to the letter. There's many, many halachos we learned because the Torah added an extra letter, subtracted a letter. Right. Down to the letter. Say it exactly, the thing itself, in the most concise words, in form and shape that you want. And now there are Gemaras to have to try to figure out what this exact wording means, all the ramifications of the form. It was said this way, it wasn't said that way. All the Drashas was all based on that. Very unclear. The Toita Fois Bein Einecha, Pasuk in Chumash. Chumash, straight means. Toita Fois Bein Einecha, the upper person. It's still in here. It's also in the Pasuk. So now people come along with Chokhmas. The Bein Einecha means the penis of the night, and the place in the brain where the brain sees is over here where we put it. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not. It's not no importance. But that's not shot in the Pasuk. It's not what the Pasuk means. The Torah of Pesach Bein Einecha means it was giving a side to side place. The shear of where it should be this way, it's not in the Pesach itself that we learn out from a drasha. The Pesach is telling you that it has to be in the middle and it can't be to the side. That's very confusing. No attempt is even to pretend to be clear. Not only that, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being absolutely unclear. It's the whole time. In Torah Shebal Peh, we have the opposite halacha. Where does it start from? Right after Matan Torah, which was Torah Shebal Sav, beginning, says at Tibris, Parshas Mishpotim. El Mishpotim Shatosim Lifneim, Rashi brings it. You have to lay it out on the table. You can't just say it once. It's okay, now you break your head. You have to go over it and clarify it, make sure you understand. It's like presenting them on a silver platter. Putting it on the table. Person, it's one thing. You have to set the table, put down the plate, the tablecloth, the plate, the silverware, and the food on the plate. Not even in the center platter. You have to put it on the plate. And that's it. To take it from the plate and put it down in your mouth, you need a daddy to himself. That can't help. The Yeshua Mdachi Hashem will always remain. Because there's one stage that it's impossible. It's dependent on the theory of the Talmud. The person wants to understand, understand. If he'll make the effort to understand, he'll understand. He wants it totally so flat. No efforts on his side to make any effort to understand a little bit beyond what he understood in Tana. He wants to understand. But the whole life, we see that the basic idea of the requirement, even starting from Moshe, when you teach Torah, you have to, again, say it again, clarify it again. Many times, anybody who's been by a Rebbe for a long time, will hear repeat performances. This is the one that's done bedafka, on purpose. You can't rely, I told you, tossing if name. Hack it in, like dig a nail. One hack on the nail, and win it a little bit. But if you want to make sure it goes in again, you have to pop it again. So nails don't have feelings. They don't have resistance. And therefore, you can sit there and pop it until it's exactly where you want it. Talmidim, if you pop them too much, stay with the same shear every day for a week. See how many talmidim you have next week. They won't be able to, you can't hear it again. You have to hear something new. You have to be able to hear the same thing again, just for the advantage of getting it that extra clear. Chazor, that's responsibility on the Talmud himself. The Rebbe can't make chazor to the Talmudim by telling it over and over again. On the other hand, he has a responsibility to also the flam again and again. So if the Talmud comes and asks, then you have the opportunity to say it again. I had the Rebbe of Nachum Halevi Shalom. He had a sheet like this. He had his ideas that he presented to us. And when I came to ask him, what did you mean? Did you mean by these words like this or like that? So his answer would always be, he repeated the shir again. He said the same words I said this year. So I said, but I still understand. Did you mean like this? Or did you mean like that? So he said it again. This would go on as many times as I would ask. Without flinching. 3, 4, 5. I tried it once to see how long I can get him to go. 3. No problem. But he wouldn't move an iota. This is a problem that he felt in that case was not the problem. It wasn't clear. The problem is that he said it precise. He wants you to think exactly that way.
So, you want to answer.
He wanted to tell you, you see the light, how you get that. So, it's a question of Shita's Tishlamim, but the idea was that if the Talmud asks, so he can repeat. He doesn't ask, so he makes cycles. You want another subject, another subject, another subject, another subject, you find the opportunity to go back to the first subject. In this way, you can require the responsibility if you didn't hear it the first time, you hear it the second time, you didn't hear it the second time, you hear it the third time. This is one of the ways that we have the opportunity to kind of responsibility to this mission. But the whole thing we see that there are two basic systems in Torah. This is, I will say it in short, the whole thing in Torah Shabbat itself, once we have these losses, Hashem Afir says Hecha. But even before that, there was two parts to a shir. And Chazal is full, and if you'll notice afterwards, you'll learn more, but you'll see this all over. There were two parts of the Gemara. There was a maimer. A maimer was a statement. This was like a koteret. It was the headlines. And this was exactly word to the letter. He was said exactly and precisely what he meant, with all the depth. And usually very, very short. Very short. And then you can have the Gemara that on one idea, go around 3.5 blocks trying to explain. It would seem that these are the two processes that we had within Teshuvah's prayer itself. There's one aspect, and this is the basis of what Mishnayos were made on, and then the Gemara, the Maimer of the Gemara is the same thing, that you have to establish the basic idea and to say it exactly right. Because when going and explaining, you say from this side to that side, so then the Talmud might get confused. So you have to always have a point to go back to. So there's two parts. One thing is you have to say it with great precision. Exactly. And what I mean to say is this. One line. No explanation. This is it. Then you say a shir for 3 hours.
to explain why this way, not a different way. What did I mean by this? What am I excluding by that? And how do I know it? Where did it come from? What do I want from it? What are the ramifications? What are the kashas? What are the truths? And so forth. This is the process of clarifying what a person says. So here in Torah, we always have the double aspects. On the one hand, a person has, in Torah Shebuksav, we had this, exactly. The Maimorim of Chazal also exactly, very precise, and shorter the better. Exactly. These are the three words, five words, and one sample subject. And that's it. Finished. Whenever we're packaging Chazal, it has to be, as Mishnah later in Pirkei Avot itself about this, you have to be precise and short. Shortness is the essence. The other thing, that's what we're learning in this commission, is that even though that is so, we still say, but then you have to have the process of clarification and all the sides of the thing and tell a person you have no excuse for misunderstanding the few words. After that is said and done, somebody's going to misunderstand it. That will only be the first cycle, not the second cycle. In other words, now a person who's going to misunderstand it is only because his evil state of minos is such that whatever you're going to do, he's going to misconstrue what you say. On that, we're not concerned. These people, Sharon Darsh Hashem, speaking of the Poishim, the Koshloba. The Poishim, they themselves are going to trip themselves up. The problem is only to worry that they'll be able to trip up other innocent on meeting. If you clarify, if you went through the struggle, you went through the trouble of going through it clearly from all the sides, what they say won't come close. Even if the Talmidim still won't understand what the Rebbe said, the one thing they'll know, he didn't say that. That he didn't say. And after, I don't know, you say you think you understand, and I say, I don't know. So you seem to have the upper hand. No. What you're saying, I know for sure he didn't say. But is the Pshat, I'll have to work on this. The Talmidim, the innocent Talmidim, of course, it's a requirement of Talmidim, this is always a requirement. But I have, and this is very, very basic Talmidim of Torah, there's a very requirement for a person to be, have his attendance up. A person has to have his chusha b'koros, nothing gets, goes by unchecked. Nobody gets this, no. Whatever is said, even to know you, right? I made a statement, boom, 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 and I get from all sides. What happened? Does it fit with this? Does it fit with that? What about this? What about that? Up, down, inside, outside. You check it out from all sides. It's checked out. It's gone through the whole process. Even if we have a problem with it, but it's still proved to be true. It's after kasha, it's all off it. Even after you've the problem. We can say it. We don't understand. It doesn't fit. But still, that's the way it is. That's all. So we know what to be, right? If you hear from another Talmud, you're not hearing from the Rebbe, check it out. If it makes sense, accept it. If it doesn't make sense, reject it. But you're not going to upshot and do it, you won't object. But there's no, the sakana of having the mixture of false ideas mixed in to proper ideas. These are the worst. There are, unfortunately, today, we're very careful. We're not explaining. Anybody who feels that we're referring to anybody that they happen to know of or think about, so I don't mean them. I mean them, and I mean the other ones, and I mean these ones, and I mean those ones. Any particular group that you're talking about, I don't mean any group. It's just in general, a person has to be aware of this problem. And in general, I would make the claim that they could be in. There are such individuals or groups today that may be suffering from the results of this type of process that we have in this mission. So the extreme danger is not when people follow what they're talking about. Anybody who's fooled by a reform rabbi is a fool. Anybody who's looking for truth would never feel better. Anybody who's looking to soothe his conscience a little bit, not very much, you didn't have much to worry about. A little bit, you wanted, just a little paste on the side, pay my dues, whatever it is, and Jewish appeal, and I'm Yosef. So for that, the four rabbis work. But anybody who was Mlakisha Emes, even a little bit, he won't be reformed. Not by a form rabbi, it's a rabbi. It's so ridiculous, so ridiculous. So utterly, forget it. There's no problem. But there are people who preach to him. Some of them even learn to him. So you know a lot of them. But there's minus. There's things that are coming from very, very negative sources. And it's chomped, it's all mixed in together. That the layman, or even the Talmud, the person who's not a Chacham himself, just a Talmud, doesn't have the capability of sorting it out. Doesn't know how to check out. And you'll be, it's an interesting thing. There are certain people that you'll put them up against the wall and say, how could you? Even with my little knowledge, it says in Shulchan Aruch not that way, it says it Benny Moses not that way. This way, then I don't understand what you say. And I'll tell you, but the Rebbe two generations ago said, now that also may be right, but it has to stay a red light. The answer when you ask a direct question is, but that's an old question, and two generations ago it didn't bother anybody. That has to be a big one, that has to go on. Hagam, that there are times when that's valid too. I didn't say, that proves it to be false. There are times when that's true too. But that's shaky grounds, that's red light, has to go, it just needs to check. And there are times where we are simply incapable of checking. We don't have the cable, we don't have the capability of sorting it out, testing it out. And if you ask this person, will tell you this way, and if you ask this person, will tell you the other way. So the golden rule of thumb, the person wants to stay out of trouble, is to stay out of trouble. These gray areas that do exist, there are such things. Avoid them like the plague.
What's a mistake? Maybe the Rebbe didn't say it, or maybe he also made a mistake, or both possibilities?
Usually, what the Rebbe, even assuming that it was ever said, but if it was originally said, but maybe what he was said and the person who heard it is already two things.
Two different things.
And what that person said is a third thing, and the person who heard from him is a fourth thing, and what's being said today is a seventh thing. Very often, it's only a difference in nuances. The basic statement may have been made, but there are a lot of things that within a very particular background, under a certain, when you mean it in a certain way, a certain form, so in that way it's valid. But a person who doesn't have the capability or wasn't the proper time. There were wars, there were breakdowns, there were problems where things were not given over properly. And things are not clear. And then it becomes, what he said, that's dangerous. I didn't say it's wrong, it may be right, but it's dangerous. I don't watch it. When you can, the best way to do is avoid these issues. Unless you have a Rebbe instead of a Rav. You know for sure, you can ask him, at least as goes. Well, you do understand, you don't understand, so then you can ask him. The particulars and the place that you get to, a particular person, a particular idea, what does it mean, is it right, is it wrong, is it confusing, is it part right? Somebody who will be able to give you the answers. It's not always available. So generally you have to know that, and this is where we see this in the sign of generation. Generally, these things are things that are not really important. You can be a perfect Jew and avoid it. It's not important. Very often, the certain noisemakers will want to make it a central issue. But it's not. No, very often, it's not a central issue. if it is, or if for you it's a question, practical question, you have to know what to do. Is going to the army Kodesh a necessary evil or an impossibility? So, I took an extreme example, because in this case, there's no two opinions. It's pretty strong statement. Of course, there are people that come up and say that it's Kodesh. Different opinions, they have no basis, and practically, there's nobody can be fooled by them either. Slightly different than that. A little more confusing. But nowadays, things have gotten 20 years ago, 40 years ago, things were like that. That was an extremely confusing question. Today, the world has become much, much clearer. Because people have seen where things have ended up. People who wanted to build bridges between different colonies and colonies, so you can now check those bridges and see which way people have gone over the bridges. A person who wants to know the truth can open up his eyes, read the newspaper, walk around the street, take a walk around the block, and the answers are available much easier. When a person has a responsibility, of course, I'm saying that person should go. And a person who has that responsibility and is going, avada, there's an aspect of avodas HaKodesh. Just like making a living, just like any responsibility that a person actually does have and is carrying it out is of importance. But each thing in its perspective. Each thing in its perspective. There are idiots nowadays, I'm totally sure. That give some type of holiness to the political position that we see in the society. The rabbis, the kids. Even though he's a choloni and anti-dati, he's holy. Why? Because he's nasi. And nasi somehow in our warped minds, right, relates to something about nasi, because double. It's unbelievable. Never heard this one. Good. Not missing that yet. People are totally off. I couldn't believe it. He has a beard. Says sure. He was a lot of very dangerous people.
Chametz ben Yain.
What?
Chametz ben Yain.
They're lying. Give us a call. See what you have to say. Open your eyes. I was once interviewed by a person in the army trying to convince me to join. And they offered me, they had a particular offer they tried to get me to do. And I could do it. It's man, it's a whole story. And so it didn't work. It didn't work so good. The person they had said, I had to do it. It didn't work. So he saw that he wasn't good. So he said, there's one of his commanding officers, very important. How important this fellow is. And I just want you to have a meeting. Have a conversation. So I'm gonna have them kicks, so I can bring him in. So it's gonna take him a while, but that's all it takes. I'll give him a half an hour. Is he in half an hour? Wait, he's not here. Sorry, I don't want that. Okay, I was there half an hour. Okay, he came in, and he starts giving me his speech. Let him go. As he finishes, he says, you don't believe that. He says, none of your friends believe that. Why are you throwing your ass up? It was a little dangerous. I wasn't sure what's going to happen. I didn't have much to lose, but I thought he would get angry. He would yell. he was very upset. Something. He stopped. Then it's back. And he started talking about everything. You know, trying money. Trying something. Like, okay, it didn't work. Something else. You called my bluff. You win. Next. One minute. He says, you really don't believe that? I said, I know that you didn't believe it, but I didn't know that you knew it. So I said, you know, I don't believe anything. You know? No, it's just survival and putting yourself ahead. It's no ideals. But they have to, you know, little American difference, all this stuff too. Those are the only Zionists. All the Zionists live in North America. They don't have any. So if you want to cure somebody of Zionism, you send them to work on one of these programs where you can be working on death on a kibbutz for 6 months, and almost always that will cure. Many, many people have been through that. It's very, very successful. After 6 months there, finished being done. 20 years of training. Come here, send you to the work that they don't want to do. Again, who still believes it? Who still preaches at these things? Only these two. Only those people who are to watch out for them. And what do they say? That's what your rabbi says. My Rebbe's Rebbe, he said, I was so, he said this, he said that. You know, it's different. Did he? Didn't he? It's not really important. But the results are clear. Person has to be very, very careful. Everything that he hears, especially when it comes dressed up in, and not only that, the Torah says it too. Watch. If he asks him questions, he says, yeah, but I don't know the answer to my question. Very good. You may be right. There are times when we say that too. So what's how do you have a person? It's very confusing. It's very confusing. How the person survive. There's a pelagic thing. You read your history books and you find out the secret. Starting from Korach and on, there was always, since the days of Korach, there was always the Chachmei Yisrael and the wise guys. Some of them were very wise. Korach was very, very the Klai Yisrael has a nose. Klai Yisrael knows who's going to be. Klai Yisrael has a historical perspective where you see the main body of the B'nai Torah. You see the main body of the people who keep Shulchan Aruch from the beginning to the end. Everybody has their perspective. But we see the main stake of the Talmidei Chacham, the main stake of the Lomdei Torah. In Lomdei Neviim, in the main Neviim, you can trust Christ for success. This will get you through almost every issue. Almost every issue. Line it up, see how many Talmidei Chacham. We're the main body of the Talmidei Chacham. We're the chiefs. We're the B'nai Torah. You see, you can't put it wrong. Does that mean that anything that anybody calls himself a Dentor does it right? No. No camps are perfect. There's certainly all of them. And you'll have these type of swing within any particular camp that calls it Dentor either. But the Klai Yisrael knows it's clear. If a person wants to know the emes, he can avoid it. True. There's a responsibility to think two generations down. What am I going to say? How is it going to be understood by the Talmidim or the people who are going to be given explanations of what it is I meant to say? How are they going to hear it? I have that responsibility. But there are cases where it doesn't help. Cases where after the Rebbe has done his responsibilities. Now, for whatever reason, two generations later, we look back and you know. So, usually the confusion is it's not as important as see, a lot of times you can see if you can solve the whole issue, then nothing will change. It's not really an issue. That's a good simon, it's just the answer. I'm not big enough to deal with it. The people who have to deal with it are dealing with it. It's their problem. Don't worry about it. It's not going to make me hear on the Shema. It's not going to make me daven more. It's not going to keep Torah better. It's just going to confuse me. It's the answer that I speak to as far as I'm concerned. I'm not interested. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to discuss it. I don't want to see the science of it. I don't want to read the papers about it. I don't want to move on. Just like the Machlokes of Kerek himself. The only Klai is though, they didn't. The people didn't. Klai is a symptom point, Klai is a symptom point. Originally it says, step back, keep out. All Klai is took two steps backwards, only Klai is went down. They didn't come over to Moshe Menasai. Keep, don't get wrong. It's your Machlokes, it's not your Machlokes. Only the pillars we say that. So yeah, we couldn't go. So maybe Moshe Ben is supposed to be, maybe Aaron Ben is supposed to be there, maybe Claire, not you. You know. It's really important to you whether Aaron or Claire is going to be. What are you getting off? It's not enough. To them it's important. You don't care about it. What are you going to say? 2 minutes, you'll see the truth. But if you're going to be sitting there with Claire, you're going to be part of the Machlokes, you'll see the truth. From a very, very unpleasant perspective. You stand on the side, wait, let things take their course. Very quick thing. A person's done things, sometimes it takes a few years. Sometimes you need a perspective of a decade or two. And the person standing on the side keeps the Torah that he knows solid, what's clear, the holidays. And that story makes important tips. Side issues and put let them take unnecessary. Importance that they don't really care. There's always like one mitzvah, one inyan. Here there was a time when I took Ishabet, so blew it up out of it. It's a very important mitzvah. It doesn't come from the Imanat Torah. There are a lot of important mitzvahs. So when you see somebody come along taking mitzvah out of proportion, you know, you can put that on the side. Does it mean it's not true, it's completely not true, it's partially not true, how much is true, how much is not true? At the time it can be extremely confusing. You work on that, you work on that. You have to. Don't go on the path. Generally, the rule is that whenever you see the Malvin explain the difference between when Klai Yisrael got together for the Meraglim, so it says the way it makes the chicken, it says that the Ketanim. We go for the older people go for the Chacham, Chacham, David, and then the king came up from the town. And then we see him where we're carrying on. That's a similar. It's not to see whether the Gedolim are running the town, or the town are running the town. Which way is it going? Check it out. See, it's a similar. Whenever it's coming from Nevada, the Gedolim are being forced by the pressure to move along with the forces of the time. That's a sin. That's not the real thing. Watching those days. When the Gedolim are making the changes, something coming from the top, and they take a stick and pop it over there and tell this is the way it's going to be, and they enforce their will. That's the. Yeshua, and Moshe Rabbeinu says Yeshua has to listen to Elazar HaKohen. When Shem did not. Yeshua would take his stick and pop him over the head. And tell him what's going to be. Dabrech l'dorei shtei d'mor l'dor. So there's one head to every person. There's one melech to all the community. Run to his mouth and he tells people what to do. He gives the direction to Klai Yisrael. all that I said tonight down here is totally unrelated to anything that's going on. If it had any particular relationship, it was totally unrelated. Same shmooze would have been given at any point in history, and would have been valid at any point in history. I'm quite clearly convinced that any time in the last 2,000 years these words were said, everybody would say, oh, he means me. He means this, he means that. Because, like it says in all different places, whatever it says in the Torah, the Ma'aseh Oseh in the poem goes on everything that's said, you mean by Midbar. In every generation, there's a player. In every generation, there's by Ego. In every generation, there are Yishimis. Mordechai missed. Mordechai lo yishtachav la'yich. All kinds of other people got very upset. We put all kinds of danger. A few years around, then they knew exactly who the leaders of Christ. Very kind of very clear. It's a very important concept. Any relationship that I said that sounded similar to any particular group of us, I had no intentions. And any particular as a person together, I might have to speak to somebody. And trust them is of the higher enough level to give their answers. When you don't know, the cloud say about times. Don't get involved. Don't get involved, you'll be losing the entire words from the facility. If not, it's a very big danger that you're not going to clarify anything. And all you're going to be involved is a plum and a flakers. Which has nothing to do with even to argue than what three people are having different arguments. If you argue with your friend next door, it's going to have nothing to do with it. It's going to be a fight years old. If each side would hear what the one who was supposed to be defending him said about him, he would say, please stop defending me. That's all it means. Talk about the fruitcake. The little cows. Please stop. I'll take care of myself a big boy. Without that, with two, you know, more defense like that, and I don't need anything. You don't know what the issues are, you don't understand it, you don't have the capability. But it's necessary, you have no way of avoiding it. You have to try to make sure that you find somebody that you can rely on, their guidance, even if you won't be able to explain it. If you don't have that, then the Kali-Sol's rule has worked throughout all of history. If you go where the Torah, you go where the main centers of the Torah are, go down the system. Those are the rules. Those are the you can get through the most confusing times. Go back now, check the history, you'll see that that would have gotten you through all of the different stuff. Take out your Chumash. Look at all the different issues that there were. There are different kufis in the Midbar. So you keep that rule solid. When it's from, you know, from that, you go the right way. Okay. You'll be alright. If you're helpful, you shouldn't stick your nose where it doesn't belong. Okay. Hashem should help that we shouldn't have been over the mission of performing something right then. That the word should not be misconstrued or misunderstood. They had no intention to be applied to any particular person or group. But to learn what we're learning, to do with that, learning the understanding of how, on the one hand, there are responsibilities, and on the other hand, we've shown that Hashem to be a noble boy, it's a pleasing.